We had just started discussing the issue of plios in bedikos, the lamed gimel through lamed ches. And what had we seen? Let's chazer for a second. Seif lamed gimel ha'isha shabat ka'atzma be'ei habadik la. Right, the first chiddush that you're not tolev macholes if it's less than a kibris in a bedika. And then the second chiddush, even if you find a macholes, which we discussed last time. Likewise, if you did a bedika and then left in a box. Even though, I guess, theoretically, you might have thought it could get a louse in the box, but that's not really shaykh, because how would you squish a louse if it was in the box? And therefore, in all circumstances, it is tameya. The achronim assume, even though, now it's not so pashanol the rishonim, but the achronim assume, and that's part of the discussion of the shach and the taz and the weird lashon of the Torah, which we're not going to get into, that what if you didn't leave it in a box, but you just left it on a table, then also that would be the equivalent of leaving it in the box. Leaving it in a box is labdavka, as long as you didn't squish it somewhere, that's the same as leaving it in a box, and there's no tlios whatsoever. That's sif lamed gimel, with the sort of, there's an excluded middle here. Sif lamed gimel says you left it in a box, very safe. Sif lamed dal says you squished it under your pillow. What about in between? Just stop leaving it on the table. So in Tosos, it sounds like there's a machlokes about it, but the mainstream opinion, which is what all the Rishonim assume, is that just leaving it on the table is like a box because you can't squish anything while it's sitting on a table. Let's go to Lama Dalet. Here's where it got interesting. After the bedik, you put it under the pillow or under the mattress. And then tomorrow you check and there's dam. You might have squished the lefts. Im moshoch tmeo shechaz kaso me hakinuach v'im ogol v'im bok v'gris v'oh tohora she'en za'al adam ha'chola she'negar tach zakar. It depends. If it's a long stain, then it's tmeo because we assume it's from wiping and from the bedika. And if it's round and is less than a kibris v'od, then it's the hora because we assume it is a louse that got squished under the pillow or the mattress. What's the principle here? That you can be tolev a gris or less on a louse, but it depends if it's ugol or mashuch. If it is mashuch, then, and the, well, okay, the, let's read. If it's mashuch, that indicates it's from the bdika, so then you can't be tola. If it's ugol, that indicates from a louse, so you can be tola. Likewise, even if it's more than a gris, if there's something you can be tola more than a gris on, it means something besides a louse, some concrete tliya, like in kufbezai and all the makas, etc., even the bdika, you can be tola bdika on something else also if you have a basis. And that's the example that the Taz points out here is the example that Taz points out here is hemorrhoids, I believe. Right in Sivkat and Chav Gimel. One of the interesting things he points out is what if the shape proves nothing? What if the shape proves nothing? Right? I mean, we had if it's Moshoch, you're Machmir. If it's Ugul, you're Makel. Okay, maybe mashach implies perhaps that it's from her bedika. Ugol implies it's from a macholus. What if the shape implies nothing? Like, can you be tola unless the shape implies damdida? Or can you not be tola unless the shape implies tliya? So here we're not sure, but the Taz makes an assumption, which all the achronim go with, and which is, there's a long Siddur Tar about this, Sam of Zion, it's also like 20 pages long. This is simply seems to be Pashup Shonim as well. Says the Taz Milzhov Gimel, he says someplace here. The Khan, when he's talking about being told on hemorrhoids, a filu a mashach tohar, kim shenas v'gnoch makam tohar, if it's wiping, just, you know, sure, I was wiping from the bdika, wiping the hemorrhoids, either way, it would be mashach. So if it's mashach, it's tahar. Meaning, if the shape proves nothing, you can do tliya. So, what are we saying here? Basically, what we prove from, what the Achronim prove from the Taz, Stif Kot, and Chav Gimel, is which is the default, is that if the shape, I wouldn't say proves, but implies that it's Damida, then she's Tmeya. And what's the example? The example is, the shape implies Damida Tmeya. It's Nida versus Kina, and it's Mashach. That implies that when you squish a louse, it's usually not Mashach. Okay, what if the shape implies that it's a Tliya? Then it is Tahora. And what's the example of that? If you have Nida versus Kina, and it's Ugl. If it's Ugl, that seems to prove that why would it be Ugl? I mean, it's unlikely. It's not a proof. It's unlikely. But what if the shape is neutral? What's the example? If it's Nida versus hemorrhoids. Right? What is it called in Hebrew? Dami Beis Harei. And it's Mashach. It would have been Mashach either way, because she just wiped in more places than necessary at once. So either it would be Mashach, right? Then what do we say? It's not Mefur Shel the Gemara, but we assume Tahora. That's the Taz assumes here. The Achronim point out that, you know, they wouldn't have necessarily known how to prove that, bring you from the Shonim one way or the other. That's Maskana, the Achronim, that if the shape proves nothing, she could be Tola. She doesn't need, meaning you don't need the shape to apply the Tfliya in order to be Tola. As long as the shape doesn't apply something bad, then you can be Tola. Okay, that's important. Let us, before we get into one small detail, there are one or two small details here.
Isn't that Tfliya only because it's on that another good reason to be Tola on?
Yes.
So I'm saying if you didn't have that reason.
No, you need two options.
Yeah.
Sorry, I what?
Maybe I misunderstood.
Okay, so let's try again. What was your question?
My question was, wait, Rebbe said that if you don't have a...
If the shape implies, if there are two possibilities and the shape implies neither one, then you could be Torah.
Right.
Okay, now, the one very important Torah, though, is what is the relationship differences between Tliya Bekesem and Tliya Bevedika? Right. First of all, the Chiddush Taz here says that you. This is where we left off. Now remember, there could be left off. If the Taz is a Chiddush that you can't be told of a Bdika, right? I mean, it's not the Chiddush on Taz. The Taz points out that this Sif the Shulchan Aruch coming from the Gemara. The Chiddush is you can be told in a Bdika. Till now, we only knew you could be told in a Kesem. You could even be told in a Bdika. Why can you be told in a Bdika? Says the Taz, because there's no Argosha, so it's only Darabanan. What do you mean? Doesn't the Rambam say whatever you find in the Bdika, we assume there was an Argosha, you just missed the Argosha because you thought it was the Argosha of the aid. So the Chavos Das in the back here, Sivkat and maybe Chav Zayin explains, and this is, I think, the last thing I said that we didn't, I don't think we got a chance to finish explaining, that there are, on the one hand, if you didn't feel something, there might still have been a masked Argosha. On the other hand, if you didn't feel something, you probably didn't feel it. And therefore, what we say is like this. What are the two possibilities here? You find Dam on Bedika without a Hargosha. So what are the two possibilities? If there is no Tliya, then what do we say? Then what do we conclude? That it's for sure Vadai Dam Nida Shenimsa Biprozor. It's Vadai Dam Nida, you found it's fine. If so, based on the Rambam, says the Rambam, Chazaka Sheba Dehargosha, and therefore we say there was a Hargosha, but it was masked by the Hargosha's aid, and she is Pmeya Midoraisa. That's if what we thought until now, right? If you find out inside the Medika, the Ram says Chazaka came through Hargasha, so there was Hargasha, even though you didn't notice it. But that's if there's no Tliya. What if there is a Tliya? Then we say it's Safek Dam Mida, Safek Dam Acher, right? Or, I mean, you know, it's Dam, right? Let's say, okay, Safek Dam Mida, Safek Eino Dam Mida. Now, you can't say Chazaka Shia Hargasha, because it's only Chazaka Shia Hargasha if you know it's Badle Dam Mida. Now, we don't know. Right? So what do we say? We say that since there is no Hargasha, since there's no Hargasha, or what do you even say? Better this way. Since it's Safek Dam Mida, therefore we can't say Chazaka Shebavar Hargasha. We don't say it. No, I think you have to say this like this. Therefore, there's no Chazaka of Hargasha because it's not Badai Dam Mida. There's no Chazaka of Hargasha. And if there's no Chazaka of Hargasha, therefore we assume there is no Hargasha. There's no Chazaka of Hargasha. Therefore, we assume there's no, therefore we assume that there was no Hargasha. And if there's no Hargasha, then it's only Safek Rabbanan. Okay, you can have one more point. But basically, we don't assume there was Hargasha if we don't know that it was Dam Mida in the first place. As a matter of fact, okay. I'll just add one thing, which is that it's even more likely that it was not Dam Mida because there was no Hargasha, right? And remember, more likely it was not Dam Mida. There's actually proof it wasn't Dam Mida. After all, if there's no Hargasha, it's more likely it wasn't Dam Mida. Okay, that last point, big question. Basically, what we're saying is we trust her feeling not having Hargasha if there's another possibility. We trust her feeling not having Hargasha if there's not a Badai. That's the Chavadas's point. The Chavadas's point is we only say it was a masked Hargasha if we have no other choice. Here we have another choice, which is that it wasn't Dam Mida. That's the point. When there's no other option, we say there was a Hargasha, even though she didn't notice. Here, since there is another option, what's the other option? Yeah. That it's not Dam Mida. Therefore, we don't assume therefore, since there is another option, we trust her that there was no Hargasha. I don't mean trust her, like we don't think she's lying. I don't think she's lying. But we trust her that she's accurately reporting, meaning we're only willing to assume something she didn't feel and attribute it to this whole masked Hargasha if we have no other choice. If we have another option, then we don't assume there's Hargasha. That's what the Taz means. Since there is no Hargasha and there's another option, therefore it's only Drabbanan.
This is a basic clarification. Why did it assume that Abul lies that she's correct?
Because if you do a bedika, you're putting it in, and therefore any stain should be stretched out long.
It wouldn't be an awful.
No. That's what all the Rishonim say. What do we find in our experience? That even when we do bedikas, we do find a decent amount of uggles. The truth is that, given the conclusion we reached here, all you really have to say is that a louse wouldn't be mashach, and you could still get to the same result.
Yeah, Yeah, it would be the same conclusion. It just would be, it would be Yotzei Shumela from the fact that if I had him up, it's in need of his ugly.
Correct. So the truth is that even though a lot of the posts can sound like, you know, the dam bekinuach always comes out mashach, you don't need to say that. All you need to say is that dam squishing a louse, at least under a pillow, comes out ugly. Okay. Now that we know that there's tliya by a kesem and tliya by medita, are there differences between them? There are many differences between them. What are the three main differences between them? Number one is what the shach points out is becoming men beis. The Shas and Kutman Bayes points out, by Kesem, we never distinguish between Ogul and Mashach. Right? Why? Because by Kesem, we're making little old Tlios regardless of the shape. Right? The shape doesn't matter. While over here, we say that Ogul is Tahora, and Mashuch is Tameya, at least if it's a question of a louse versus Davida, right? The shape matters. The second Nafkamina is in the Chavos Das points it out, but it's sort of implicit. It's not a sheet of the Chavos Das. It's implicit in many of the poskim, but we will, if you want to look it up, it's in the Chavos Das. Yud Ches. He says, remember the Mishnah says, and this sort of comes out of the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says that Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim wondered why at the time of this woman, just because she had a heel scratch that could, the scab could be disturbed, it could bleed, and it was a far out tliya. And he says, the Chacham were very makele in this. He says, no, that's only in a kesem, it could be even a far out tliya. As long as it's a basis, right? And you can't say maybe something happened if you have no basis. You have to have the scratch or the butcher shop, etc. Once you have a basis, it can be far out. It can be an unlikely tliya, right? Okay, unlikely. That's a formal word. Even an unlikely tliya. However, that's not true here. Over here, when it comes to a bedika, you can't have an unlikely tliya. You need to have a likely tliya. Likely tliya means safek hashakel. You know, what do you mean something like a shuttle? I don't mean something like a shuttle, you know the object 50-50. I mean, like, it could be just as likely as anything else. Like, you know, there's no way to know what it is. And that's why, for example, in some Kofi Zayim, we needed a makashi, a dushim, a tziyazam, or we got into all kinds of other very complicated yonim. By kesem, what do you makashi to anything? No, any basis. No, here you need a likely tliya. Like, for example, a makash yadush motzi adam. Yes.
I mean, macholas nowadays is not relevant.
Ah, so what about macholas nowadays? Meaning, not only is it unlikely tliya nowadays, it's even less than an unlikely tliya, right? We don't have macholas at all. So look in the Pisvei Tshuva, Sivkatan. The Pisvei Tshuva, Sivkatan Mem. I am Shuvah Sam Sofer, Simon Kofnon, Divizmanenu Yishlahachmer Bomikasliyama. Nowadays, we have to be more machmer when it comes to this in Bedikos, Tli of Bedikos, as opposed to Ksamen. Divikasan and Tashiro Kurisva Ocho, Shir Damachos Gedolos, and Simonenu. In a Kasam, given the formal rule, the lice in the days of Chazal, whatever, we go up to Kurisva Ode. I've all bought cats for each in a bother, and Koshkin and the Argus, he was the relax, and he didn't cast an issue, and what can be speakable or nothing, and the time shall cut and get down my foolish and into the Nenu. Then the shear is only the lice that we have. Okay, in his days, they had small lice, in our days, you don't have any, right? So this would be the Pesach Shuva, Sivkatan. Then here in Kesem, there is Kalia Bema'acholes. Afilu b'sman hazeh. Why do I put it in quotation marks, right? Because maybe it's not really tliya macholas, maybe just a shear, etc. That's because it's a pure drabbanan, right? And even if it's vadai menstrual blood for her body, they ain't certain kulas in the gzera. When it comes to medika, if there's no louse, then it's vadai for her body. If it's vadai for her body, you say, so then Pasha that says that sam sofer, right, in the 19th century, in the 19th century, No, your only toe left. A tiny stain on a louse. But nowadays, ein tolin b'macholes b'zman hazeh, which means everything that says in the se'ifim that a kagrisva owed between lamed gimel and lamed ches does not apply b'zman hazeh. All the things it says about Tli and other things apply b'zman hazeh. We still have hemorrhoids b'zman hazeh. And still, if you leave things lying around for months when everyone's getting cuts and this and that and having nosebleeds, then that would still apply b'zman hazeh. But all the parts that lice don't apply b'zman hazeh. Right? Meaning, all the cases of a heter b'pachos mikigris the ode don't apply b'zman hazeh. Some and they do, because some is pure drachma without any doraisa whatsoever, and therefore hechem b'gazru gazru, you know, whether a Moshe's version or a Sofer's version, whichever that we discuss. But over here, no. Practically, if you really have a suffix, then you could say there's no cheskas hagashen, it's only drabon lekula. But if you know 100% it was dam nida, because you know we don't have lice, then there's nothing to talk about. So you can sell tliyas b'zman hazeh. But the tliyas b'zman hazeh, there's no such thing as lessing bris for ode, unless all of a sudden you get lice more than everyone else b'zman hazeh. And it has to be a strong tliya, a likely tliya. And then you have to check that the shape does not imply, does not contradict your tliya.
Is trying to have things be likely, which means unlikely, then we're back to the chazaka that's going to our kasha?
Yes. Because far out, we don't consider that a normal suffix. It's just a special kulam summon. Then we consider it a vadai, not a normal suffix. Okay. Let's just, one or two details here. Another interesting detail is the Hischishuva Lamed Tes brings out a machlokas between the Taz and the, again, it's not relevant, B'zman HaZeh. Only in the old days it was relevant. Taz and the Chavos Das. What about, or, no, I take that back. Sorry, Israel from B'zman HaZeh. Machlokas in the Taz and the Chavos Das. What about Tliya B'maka B'dika B'shas Vesta? Tliya B'maka B'dika B'shas Vesta. Can you be tola even b'shas ve, well, in this rei? Okay, it's a very, very specific case. What is the case of the rei? A woman does a bedika, but she's not careful with the bedika, and she also wipes the cloth on her anus a little much further back than she's supposed to be, and therefore has a flea and hemorrhoids. So Taz says, the veil of Tliya and hemorrhoids. Taz says, but not B'shas Vesta. The Chavos Das argues that even B'shas Vesta. What the basis of this machlokes? Fascinating machlokes. Oh, remind me. I think it's time for new markers. Okay. What if you have a Tliya Kishenag b'beis harei b'shas vesta. The Taz says, ain't tolin, because b'shas vesta weren't tolin the end of Kobe Zion, the Chavos Das here, quoted in the Pesach Shuvah, says tolin. What's the reason? It seems to be machlokes why in Kobe Zion we weren't tolin b'shas vesta. And I admit that the Chavos Das definitely seems to have the upper hand. It's just a throwaway line. The Tolu Bosh Shalom B'Shas Vesta. But in the Taz, the Chavos Das argues on. He says why? Because like this, I think, unless I'm misunderstanding the Taz, what's the reason we're not Tolu B'Maka B'Shas Vesta in Sivan Kof Pei Zayin? What's the reason? So the simple shot is because in Kain Lo Tatami the Ola, for always Tola and Maka, then she'll never become a Nita, but that's impossible. That's like reductio ad absurdum. So what the simple shot is that reductio ad absurdum in Kain Lo Tatami the Ola. If so, says the Chavos Das, then But in this case, for a maka in the mokor. Maka va uso mako. Maka va uso mako, if you're going to be told that a maka va uso mako, you'll have your nida. But here, the maka is just because she also wiped for the rep. When even came to the time of the ola, be told on the base harei, and of course she can go nida. She can go nida when she does a normal bdika and doesn't touch anything else, and defines blood. Meaning, when even came to the time of the ola, let her do a bdika, next time she'll do bdika, and she won't touch the wrong place. And if there's blood, she'll be an Eden. If not, then it'll be blind also that this is a good plea. So over here, like, there's no, basically, in Kenlo, somebody only in the Makkah is in the Makkah, in Ba'osa Makkah, even the study, because then you can never distinguish. If the Makkah is someplace else, then you don't have to tie it in Kenlo to Tommy the Olaf. She'll never be an Eden. She'll be an Eden when you don't touch someplace else. The Taz, we're not sure. He doesn't go back and say, what was, my opponent's fara. The Taz now looks very bad because what do you mean in Kinlo's time? If the only reason we're not told of Shas Vesta is because how she'll be Nida, she'll be Nida if you do a pure Bedika without touching other things. What's the problem? Meaning, the next 10 times she does Bedika, she's not going to also touch the base already. So the Taz as far is not clear. I'm not sure. Maybe the Taz holds no, because even though we assume Vestos are Garbana, we take Vestos very seriously, right? And we say, because it is reglayim ledavar to orach bismanova. Maybe he understands that actually we don't get observed. It's because reglayim ledavar. If she finds blood during her vessus, reglayim ledavar is from her vessus. In which case, in all cases, ain tolin. Meaning maybe there's a machlokes in the Talmud of Chavos Das. Because the Talmud Das is right. Part of the Chavos Das is right, because that's what seems to come out of the Gemara there. I don't think it's ever going to happen. But the Chavos Das said we would be totally even Mishas Vesta, because Vestos are Garvana. We don't take Vestos so seriously. Just that we don't get observed. But we don't get observed is only if the Makkah is in the Makkah. If the Makkah is someplace else, then there's no reductor ad observed. Well, the Taz thinks no. We can't be told in the Vestos, even though Vestos are Garvana. But still, Vestos are Drabana, we don't assume you bled. But if we find blood and it's your Vestos, we put two and two together and say we're Glayim Ledavar and assume that it is Damnida, and therefore we would never be told Shas Vestos. So it could be a fascinating machlokas there. Okay, there's also a Pesach Chuvas of Kotel Lamed Ches, which is not relevant at all. There's a whole discussion that we keep mentioning, although officially we're not going to see it until some Kotzadiba, that the first 3 days of Shivan Akiyam, you're not Tola. What about the tola of a deka and a louse in the first 3 days of Shivan Akiyam? Okay, nowadays we're never told of a deka and a louse. It's right here, so it's not halachal mice irrelevant for us. So we won't pass it. Let's go on to Lamed Hei then. Vodka atzva eira vodka over tachto v'yirecho. This very strange Gemara. She checked herself and then squished the bedika cloth on her thigh. Okay, exactly why she did that was never clear to me. Exactly why it was not clear to me. And the Gemara says that, in that case, she is Tamei. Okay, but it doesn't say anything explicitly about the amounts, the size. So, now again, this whole Siman Lamed Hei, since it's all about being less than a Kigrisva Ode, it's not relevant, it's not said. Bisman is if she checked herself and then squished it on her thigh, it would be the same as checking herself and put it under the mattress. Regardless of the size, she has no plea because we don't have lice. Okay, but theoretically in the old days, she finds Dam the next day. Basically, same as under the pillow and under the pillow and under the mattress. Right? If it's Ugle and it's less than a congress, but then you can be told on a louse. And some people say, nope, there's no tli on a louse whatsoever. Basically, the machlokas, can you be told on a ma'acholes if you didn't put it under, in the old days, you didn't put it under your pillow, but you just squished it against your thigh, you understand that, you know, that's a little, perhaps a little less than putting under your pillow. So let's, again, this is all in the old days. Right, what's in the old days? If hachas hakar, then what do we say? She can be tole b'ma'acholes if she has two conditions. A kesa needs one condition, here she needs two conditions, right? In the old days, this is all in the old days. What are the the Rashi, the Rashba, the Raifid, the Ramban,
Rashi, Raifid.
Who's in the base? You'll say the Rashba, the Ramban.
And the Rashba, she's also Tole B'Macholes. I mean, it's the same thing. Whenever you squish it someplace where there could be a louse, you're Tole. And the Rambam and maybe the Rush, right? The Torah says, my father, the Rush, agrees with the Rambam. And then as Yossi says, I have no idea where the Rush agrees with the Rambam. All he did was quote the Gemara. And then everyone tried to figure out maybe how it could be true. Maybe there is some diuk in the Rush. Maybe the Rush says, nope. She does not, she can't be told this from a choles klal.
How do we paskin on this? So it's 2 days in the Mechaber. How would you think the Mechaber's main hachra is?
Everybody.
Like everybody else, because it's a stam and a yesh omrim. However, this is a big machlokas. He quotes the shach in Sivkotin. Mem Gimel says, paska bach ke yesh omrim. Right? That the bach holds like the yesh omrim. And the Taz does not like this at all. He also notices someplace here. Does he quote his father at all? Maybe he doesn't. Okay. Anyway, here are the Mechaber and the Taz.
As opposed to the Bach. And the Shach.
What's the svar of the Rambam to be more machmir? What's the svar of the Rambam to be more machmir? So what's the svar? Here the svar is obvious, right? It could be a louse. You could have squished a louse. What's the svar?
So the Taz says that the svar is the Rambam, l'shitasei, what's the sheet, the famous sheet of the Rambam?
Al-Basara.
That Al-Basara, there's no Tliya B'Macholes. The Ein, Tolin, Kesem, Al-Basara, B'Macholes.
Right? The Rambam, l'shitasei, that the din of Kegris is only on her clothing, but on her skin, a kol she was tamei. So here, if she took the aid and put it on her skin, on her skin, it would be tummy. Okay, they say, and there are different ways to explain it. Basically, like we want to shach. Like, if the stain on the aid didn't come from her skin, then avada she's tveya, because it came from bedika. And if it did come from her skin, from her thigh, then she's also tveya, because a culture on her thigh is tummy. So then obviously nothing to talk about according to the Rambam. But since we don't hold like the Rambam, we shouldn't pass this way, which is what the Taz says. Taz says, and therefore we can't pass like it because we don't hold like the Rambam. But the later acronym here, the later acronym here assume that, right, maybe on the page no one says it, that no. That here you don't say like the Rambam. Here the svara is pretty obvious. What's the svara? The svara is that if you squished it under your pillow or under your blanket, then that's someplace that's more likely to find like lice. But if you just brush your thigh, press against your thigh once, the odds of killing a mouse there are very small. And therefore, what do they say? They say, even if you're willing to be tola, stain on your skin in a maholes, but the 1 second that you squish it there, that's just too afilu in tolin kesem did sara in maholes. That means one squishing. The urecha is nonetheless, it's unlikely that ticha b'yerech is the source of the dam. Okay, they just say it's a practical thing. Practical thing, you know, it's just less likely. It's one thing, put it under your pillow. Under your pillow, you all night, you toss and turn and you squish things and lice are scurrying around. So there's time to be tola in a louse. But just for 1 second, you press against your thigh, that's not likely enough to be a proper tliya for a bedika. That's too far out of a tliya. Halacha l'maisa. The Achronim agree with the Shach, the later Achronim, the Tzarsa Shalom on the page, and the later Achronim all agree with the Shach. They say the reason is not because the Rambam, because everyone passed like it. Rather, the reason is just because it's unlikely, and even though this is a minority sheet of Rishonim, nonetheless, at least Lachumra, the Achronim are machmir like the Shach and the Bach. And that's basically what the Shah says. Well, Domi have like our guest, Shama Macholus Matsuya, Masha Enkin Birecha. Okay, you have this, what it means. Matsuya, Masha Enkin. Birecha, what it means is that it's less likely. You know, that's what the Shah seems to be saying. Okay, again, besides that, all this is irrelevant because we never told that on a Macholus if we put the details on that, because it has to be a real thing, and not just a kula and a xerodrava. Lamadvav. A bodkatz of h eno bodakla. Okay, here we have a new thing. Bod the h eno bodak. A feeling a chasma shamar tebasa, even if she locked it up in a box after the bedika, but still, it was a, you're not sure if the ape was clean before the bedika, right? The bedika cloth, now they sometimes they say in the packages, when you buy bedika cloths in the pharmacy, they say, oh, it's all bodak. It's an eha bodak. Right, but what if you use an H-A-N-O bodak? You just, you know, she used a cloth, not a deep cloth in a package that was properly checked and quality controlled. Just a, well, we'll see, a cloth that is not necessarily clean. Then, Temeya and Yeshbo Kugrisva Ode. Okay, this is a big, big, big machlokas, Shmuel. You got the word, please, about H-A-N-O bodak. The Gemara brings down a machlokas Tanaim about H ain't no bodak. The Gemara brings down a machlokas panoim about H ain't no bodak, right? This should be on daf Yudalid. Itmar, bodka be H ain't no bodak, lovi nichasa be kufsa. Afterwards, you put it in a box. So afterwards, it for sure didn't get infected. It didn't get, didn't get any tliya, but beforehand it was eino baduk. Lamar wants to dam. I'm Rabbi Yosef called Yomashor Rabbi Tia Tame Leisig Naso Tier. Rabbi Yechia was always to Tame, and then when he got old, he was a tar. Ibailahu doesn't mean he first thought it was Nida, and then he thought it was only Kesem. First thought it was the rice, and then thought it was only Rabbanan. Or Dilma, he always thought it was Kesem, and then he thought it was Mutter Le Gamri. Tashma. Rebbe says Nida means a raisa, and Rebbe Chia says Kesem meaning Durabanan. And Rebbe Chia says, don't you admit it's only Tmei if it has more than a gris? Says true. So aren't you treating like a Kesem? And Rebbe says, no. It has to have more than a gris to make sure it's not a laus, but once it has more than a gris, it's Dar Raisa. Okay. So isn't this, so Rebbe said it's Doraisa Nida. Rav Chia said it's Kesem, meaning Toma Durabana. Isn't this Bizik Nuso? Okay. Shmamina. Now, the Gemara, so it seems like there are two possibilities here, right? Because what do we decide? That Rav Chia Bizik Nuso said it was a kesem, Tumah Darabanan. And Rebbe said, like Rafia when Rafia was younger, he said that it was that it was Nida Daraisa. Sounds like two possibilities, Tumah Daraisa or Tumah Darabanan. Actually, let's just, where am I?
Find here we have A.
A Sheinobot.
By the way, I'm not going to remember to write every time only in the old days when I talk about a holish lesson in Grisfo. So you'll just have to remember what you're on. I'll try to write when I know. Right? A Sheinobot. One thing is clear from the Gemara. If it's Hakos Mikigris Ve'od Tehora L'Kuliyam in the old days, right? Why? Because if it's Eino Vadok, then there are lice crawling around. So you assume you can attribute it to a louse. I get it now. It was in the old days. Nowadays we wouldn't. What if it is, right, a Kigris Ve'od? Then Rebbe says Tmeya Nida, meaning Doraisa. Rebbe Chia, in the end, we decide he's old, says Tmeya Kesem, meaning Darabanan. And is there a third possibility? Yes, because then the Gemara, a little later, towards the middle of one base, says, this is like the Machlokes in Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe Meir. Was a woman who was urinating, osa tracheha, and found dam in the urine. Reb Meir says, et cetera, et cetera. And Reb Yossi says, tahora. Okay, what? No, if she finds dam in the urine. So Reb Yossi says, tahora. Now, there is some debate exactly, but Pasha, if he sounds like tahora, because the Gemara there says, even the chachila tahora. So, let me start again. Okay, ready? Right? Same exact question. Should I tell you Rabbi Yossi or should I tell you Rebbe? Amr Yishmael Zeshem, et cetera. My Rebbe or Yossi. How is this machlok in Rebbe or Yossi? Meaning, then they say it's machlok to Rebbe or Yossi. How is it machlok to Rebbe or Yossi? Because Rebbe is matamer, Yossi is matahir. And Rebbe is matamer like Rebbe Meir, and Rebbe Yossi is matahir like himself. All of a sudden, there's a new sheet to Rebbe Yossi is matahir. Like what? Like he says, Dom Nirin is to her, so too this is to her. So Rebbe Yossi has a new sheet. He says she's tahora. Right, at least that's the pasuk shot, right? He says tahora. So now we have three shitas. Now the question is, who are we going to paskin like? So the Rambam, who are we going to paskin like? The Rambam paskin like Rebbe Tmei Anita. The Rosh paskin like Rebbe Chia Tmei Amishim Kesem. The Ravid also says Tmeya, although I'm not sure. He doesn't really say whether it's Nida or Kesem, meaning whether it's Darabanan or Daraisa, really make it not meaning of his manazeh, that we don't have, you know, Taros, etc. We have Truma and Kachim. And Balamor, the Razah, and the Rambah, and the Rashba. Paskin Torah Legamri. Why are they Paskin Torah Legamri if there's only one of three opinions? Because the Gemara in later on in Daf, Nuntes Paskins like a Rabbi Yossi. So you think we should Paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So you have three way map books we've shown him. Says Beis Yosef, even the Mekilim, specifically the Rashba, the Torah Sabai, it sounds like he wasn't so keen on being Mekil Lamaisa. Sounds like he was afraid to be Mekil Lamaisa and he wants to be Machmir, and therefore we should be Machmir. And that's what the Mechaber said right here. But or with the parentheses, saying the same thing, just making it clearer. Right? We paskin Tmeya.
Okay, why do we paskin? Tmeya is not 100% clear. The Shach here takes on the Mechaber in Sukkot and Mem Dalet. The base, or rather, takes on the Beis Yosef. Says the Beis Yosef, Chashu lahachmir lemaisa. Basically, how do we paskin? We paskin it as usher. The only difference is the Beis Yosef said it's a chash lehachmir lemaisa. He says, really, most Rishonim were Mekel, but lemaisa were machmir. And the Shach says, the Iker Hadin, the Halacha, is like the Matan. He just says, it's a bad founding of the she's in Paris. She's in Paris. Okay, but it doesn't matter. Either way, we paskin that an Eichi Nubaduk, even if she takes an on not necessarily clean age, she is still Tamea. Here's where the Pesach Tshuva brings out from some sofer that nowadays we don't use this heter of lice. Correct. The Shach is of our Hachim Achrim Rishonim. It's not like Manda Yeshivish people who say we can't decide which Rishon is right. The Shach and many other Achron of his days had no problem telling you which Rishon was right and which Rishon was wrong.
I think he's been before he's been like he read other Rishonim wrong. Now he's saying the Rishonim will be in the Marcha.
I think so. Okay. It depends what he can do. Okay. You're right, he likes to go Rishonim agree with him if he can, but it's not Ma'aki. Okay. And now, so here we know that Eid She'inu Baduk is Tmeya. The question is, what is an Eid She'inu Baduk? What is an Eid She'inu Baduk? So, that is a machlokas a little later on. If you look in Se'if Lamed Ches, he brings down, it's pretty much a quote from the Rashba's Torah Sabayis, if I'm not mistaken. So skip the Se'if Lamed Ches for a moment. Ezeu Eid HaBaduk, Kol Shebedakto Bein Hi Bein Chaverta V'lo Noda Shenichtam Bo Kesem. What is called an Eid HaBaduk? Eid HaBaduk means she or someone else checked it, and we don't know that it got dirty. V'lo Hevi Rat Rato B'shuk Shel Tabachim, and she didn't bring it in through a butcher's market, below the Tzadim Zasim Yusamim. She didn't bring it near people who Zasim Yusamim. Osai Shahoru, which seems to be the Ramban. Yechmer Bosai Shahoru. That she'enu nekrei habaduk ella shelo hinachto at shabbat kavol. What is the getter eid habaduk? Eid habaduk. This is the flamen ches. What's an eid habaduk? Obviously, if you know what an eid habaduk is, that will apply when an she'enu habaduk is, right? So the Ramban, which is the Yechmer Bosai Yesh Mirabosa of the Rasva, and then he explains, says only if Budka Ha'ed, this is going to be a little tricky, Budka Bumiyad, Budka the Aid, the Budka Atzma Bumiyad, meaning she checked this Aid and did not put it down. Kept it in her hand until she was Rudika. It's only called a bodik because she checked it in Mamish that second.
But what does the Rashba say?
The Rashba says it's not true. Says the Rashba, no, it doesn't mean that's Yeshmer or Bosai. Some Mayrbay, he thinks, go a little far. They say it's only called a bodiklo, bedaktoli nichach a bodkavo. She checked the aid and then did not let it go until she would bodik herself with the aid. But if she just put it down on the table and came back later, that's an Eicha Eino Bodik. No, that's crazy. Call Shabadko Vlonoda Shalakasem. He says, no, Budka. I mean someone, Budka Ha'ed. Yeah. Lo Noda or Budka Ha'ed. There. Lo hustam b'makom sheyachol lehislachlech. Basically, you checked it, and then, not then, you put it under your pillow in the old days and slept on it. Not then, you brought it to the butcher store. And then you put it on the table, right? Then you put it on the table, or in the closet, etc. Right, for example, it was on the table, even if not locked in a box, or in the closet, etc. That's all called an eid habadik, meaning not just arbidiculus. Arbidiculus, they're bottled in the factory and then sealed in plastic, and you only take them out when you're ready to use them. That's an eid habadik, even when they're on bottom. No, eid habadik means you checked it was clean, and then you left it on the table, and you came back in an hour. That's still called an eid habadik, and we paskin in sif lemeches like the Rashba. That's called an eid habadik. That affects what is called an eid she'eino baduk, right? Now, what is called? It could affect what's called an eid she'eino baduk. What's an eid she'eino baduk? Which we're machmer about, right? We're machmer on an eid she'eino baduk. What's an eid she'eino baduk? So according to this Ramban, it would be kol she'enichu. What if she put it down? If she put it down on the table, that's a chain of baduk, right? Obviously, it means she put it on the table and took her eyes off it. If she's walking the whole time, then it's still a baduk. Fine, that counts in her hand. But we don't paskin that way, right? We paskin like the Rashba says, what does it mean, a chain of baduk? So, okay, well, what's the other option? The other option is, but this is a little radical, that maybe each and a baduk means anything, no matter how, where it's from. That would seem to be going a little far. What's the getter each and a baduk? What does the Rashba say? Says the Rashba. Somewhere here, he gives the getter of an aid. Shein a baduk. Okay. What does he say? He says, one second. Himself says, we can read it here. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba says what they nicknamed the Eid Beinoni. Eid She'eino Baduk equals Lo Badka Ha'eid Bichlal Aval Lokha Oso Mimokom Mutzna. Meaning, she didn't check the Eid, but she took it from the closet. Not that she just found it randomly on a park bench, right? And this is what's nicknamed a Beinoni. But something that has no pedigree is even less than an aid. She'eino baduk and is not tamei at all, right? The truth is the right it sounds like, if you look, he's here in the, he doesn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch, but I think he's here in the Beis Yosef. There should be a line someplace here. I'll see if I can find it. Maybe not. All right, it's not Beis Yosef, but the right it sounds like. Even any aid is an aid chain of Baruch. Even any aid could be an aid chain of Baruch, and we're still machmer on it. That would be a big chumrah. You could have said any aid.
Okay. The Ravid.
Yeah. Oh, 1 second. Because the Ravid paskins an aid chain of Baruch is tana. So she might want us. Some aid, afilo, im lo haya munach, im makom musnach. Okay, but we paskin, like the Rashba, that's the Ramah here says, what is Eichin Obodik? Eichin Obodik means in between. The dark of aid bainani, the hainu she'in chaskots Obodik, lo malochla. Yeah?
We pass on the Rashba.
Oh, sorry, these are all supposed to be reversed. Thank you. That would have been logically possible. This says Ramah, Davka e Dainani, meaning, what do you mean? It wasn't Stam lying in a park bench, it wasn't Stam lying around. It was in like a reasonable, reasonably clean place. You just never checked it. That's the Eichin Obodik, which we're machmer on. Right, which the machlokes we've shown the machlokes tanam that we're machran. But that's the cheskosam aluchach. But if it's cheskosam aluchach, what do you mean cheskosam aluchach? Don't you look for eight mimakim shadom and suyim shom cheskosam for how you look some vodkat for both? She take it from some place where they're done learning to you, right? Which chazaka is already dirty and she checked herself with the nimsa aluch kesem then tahora filioser mikigris. If she takes it from the some place where it could get dirty. Right, and which includes what she says, minashok. Right? What do you mean, minashok? You just, I mean, in the old days when, right, they used to sell used dirty clothing, not like nowadays, they sell pristine clothing in the stores. Right, you get it from the shok, you borrow it from someone, you find it on a park bench, etc. Minashok is not an aid vanity, meaning, but. Min hashtok is less than a chain of baduk. That's the half of the Rashba. He says the Ramban thinks everything's a chain of baduk, unless you check it right now. So anything from a clean and general environment, general hygienic environment, is a chain of baduk. But something from the shuk, something from the outside world, which has been anywhere, which you don't know, have no idea where it's been, anything you have no idea where it's been, that's even less than the HGO product. That we assume is dirty. And we don't blame your bidik on it. Okay, and that's how we pass it like the Rashba. We pass it like the Rashba, that anything in between is an HGO product. That's what the Taz quotes as Lashon HaKafei, right? That look a cholik min ashok, then yodas mi lakachto. All shikamka beidim is damin lo bebayis. You know, God, they like him on the tame, or it's just something you find that's lying around, stam, a kitchen towel lying around. Who knows what's on it? Right. Basically, a kitchen towel lying around your kitchen is even less than HNO butter. That always gets dirty. That's what he's trying to say. Something on a park bench is even less than HNO butter. That always gets dirty. Okay, we're in the old days, if you would just buy a dress from someone when they had different standards, that could always be dirty. Anything that's just been stomped lying around is even less than a she'ein baduk, and even though we're machri and she'ein baduk, we're mako on that. That's the important ha'ara of this Ramah.
We're dealing with things that she would be deeper with.
Yeah?
No, I'm saying it's a random dress.
And she didn't deeper with it, let's say. Or we'll get to address later. By the way, the Pesach Tshuva in Zukat Mem Aleph is just the same as the Pesach Tshuva. Is just the same as the Pesach Tshuva in Zukat Lamites. Right here we have a Beis Ephraim who is Makor and Shas Vesta. Again, if she has a aid that's less than Einu Batak. Again, the Chavos Das would say, of course, don't be machmer on that, because when we look at some of the old Jews, the normal age shall be nitnoli olam. So I'll just put the Beis Ephraim here. This is, that was a Sukkot Lamites, and this is Mem Aleph. Did I get that right? Hold that woman. Yeah.
This is Sitkut Mem-Aleph. Here is Sitkut Mem-Aleph. There is a Beis Ephraim who says, Ein Tole, like the Tas. Okay, that just goes together. Again, let me be clear. Nowadays, people usually only do bedikas of very hygienic things, which is hard. The nafkamina nowadays, let's say, so far with the bedika, we'll get to ksamen, right? Let's say a woman did a bedika, right, with a bedika cloth that we're not sure how clean it was, and she finds blood, right? Makes no difference more than the gris or less than the gris, because we don't have lice nowadays. She finds blood in the bedika cloth. And she can't tell by the blood when it came, etc. She finds the next morning, it's dried blood either way, etc. So again, if it's straight to a cloth from the package, that's eight habaduk. Then of course she's tamea. If she finds a just white cloth in her dresser and uses it, you know, then lechora, that's an eicha ina b'adok, and she's also tamea. If she just finds a white cloth lying around the kitchen and does a bedikah with it, again, that's not very hygienic. People wouldn't do that nowadays. Theoretically, that's even less than an eicha ina b'adok. That's an eid that will look like, and therefore, even if she found blood on it, she would be tahora. We'll see. More likely than nothing is for ksamen. We'll get to it in a moment.
Still, I feel like a case just by nishai, like.
I mean, basically, we're never going to have a case of this nowadays.
I was like, what happens if she goes and gets, like, a check from the doctor, and then he says, like, I'm just not sure at what point, so there's Dom on the glove afterwards, and then he says, I'm just not sure at what point Dom was found on the glove.
But so he has new gloves for each.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm saying for her. I'm saying, like, I don't know, like, I guess actually because then when did she... Okay,
never mind. I mean, Lahore, we'd like to hope the gloves the doctor used are baduk mamish, right? Meaning the factory made sure they were clean and put them in the...
They don't wear gloves and then they don't wash their hands in between, or they wouldn't change the gloves. So they're having here. I might say
die. Maybe you should complain to the Tsar of Riyot. What if the doctors never change their gloves? All right. I'm having a little trouble with Macabalus Lashahara. What? Okay. Even better, you're the miracle. What if they never change their gloves? If they never change their gloves, then what are they doing with their gloves? They're not in between just watching television and holding their hands like this. In between, they're checking out all kinds of people in a medical office. So that's not an ibeno. That's an ibeluchach. And then she'd be fine. But again, I would also call it. Okay, bye.
Ravenna?
Yeah?
Are there any halakhic reason? Meaning, is it halakhically obligatory to use an eid baduk, or when you use the cloth and it's clean, to use it the next day?
It's halakhically obligatory to use an eid baduk when you're halakhically obligated to do a bedikah, such as on the Veses or during the Shiva Nikiyam, etc. Minastam, someone stam doing medical examination, there's no halakhic obligation to do an eid baduk. It's better halakhically to use an eid sheino baduk, but nonetheless, mitzad, hygiene, and health, I think it's better to use an eid. In general, I think according to modern science, whenever you're doing an internal bedika, you should really be using an eid baduk just for health reasons. But no, halachically, you only have to use an eid baduk if you have to do a bedika. But again, please don't misquote me. I think that one should never insert inside oneself anything that is not as clean as possible. It's just asking for medical trouble. Okay, I don't think I should even need to say that. Although Michael told me I do. But that should go with it. Should go without saying mitzad hygiene, but halachically, only if you're chayv to bedika. If you're chayv to bedika, it has to be with an eid baduk. If you're not chayv to bedika, you're just tam for some other reason doing bedika, then you could use an eid meluchlach and then bimeka when you find something. Although again,
You shouldn't do that on Taichi. Okay, I think that was clear enough. Lam Tzai. Rashi makes a deal. The Gemara talks about you use an aged Ibadah and then put in a box afterwards. So use an aged Ibadah and then put in a box afterwards. Rashi makes a deal because deal is if you put in a box afterwards, then we pass like Rebbe and Rebbe Chia that you are Tamei. But if you did Tachtav Yerecha afterwards, then you would not be Tamei. And that's Rashi Vir from the Gemara. Okay. Hey, I mean, it's a diyuk. It might not be a good diyuk from the Gemara. Clearly, there's some diyuk to me from the Gemara, but what diyuk you need is always tricky. I mean, maybe the diyuk is, but if you put it under the car of the kestis afterwards, you would be Tamei. But that's Rashi's diyuk. Says, this is the Kiddush of Rashi. Rashi says, Eid She'eino Badok. Badka. That's fine. The H in the bottom, the Achar Kach, Pachsa, Yerecha, Tahora, Mishum, Sfake Svega. What's Sfake Svega? Maybe it was dirty beforehand, maybe not. Even if it was clean beforehand, maybe the dam is from the Yerech, and maybe the dam is from the Vedika. Right? What's a Sfake Svega? Maybe it was dirty beforehand. Maybe it was clean beforehand. It was clean beforehand. Maybe the dam is from the Vedika. Maybe the dam is from the Yerech. And therefore, Sfake Svega. Okay, here we get into very, very classic Shach She'ein Kamohu. I'm not going to go through all the details because also we have to be a little quick today. Because I have to go on my Hanukkah candles, so I think it's long. But anyway, Rashi at least says, you know, seems to say this. He definitely says, maybe it's subtly different, that it's multi mishum shvei feka, and that's what we get in Siflam of Zion. But to ask the chain of Bodhi Club, the Tafso be Recha, the Chakach Ninsal of Dan, I feel if you grisva old Torah, even if it's a grisva old. It's the horror because it's fake Sfeika. And as the Rabbi calls him, Chasar Chag of Digamov, she should also cast in the Torah through the Yosin Gris. And for sure, if she put it someplace out, someplace where you could have a plea of a Kesem, like, you know, wherever it was, wherever there's the blood or red stains around. However, if she put it someplace like Stam on the table, there's no Dam, you can't make that a fake Sfeika. Stam leaving on the table doesn't make a fake Sfeika. And it's more than a Gris, that's just H.A. Abaduk. Basically, if after you leave it on the table, that just becomes the if lamed bav. But if you smear it on her thigh or any place else where there's a suffix, then that's mutter mishum fake sfeika. And here the shach goes ballistic. What's the main reason the shach goes ballistic here? I'd say that in shach lashon from Paul's fake sfeika. Exactly. The shach, he starts with saying, the Rashi didn't mean it, and this and that, but basically, you have a fundamental problem. Says the Machaber and the Ramah, says the Shulchan Aruch, that's a good way to summarize Machaber and Ramah, says the Shulchan Aruch, Mutter Mishum Sfeik Sfeika, says the shach, no, Usher, because it's what's called a Sfeik Sfeika, Mishem Echad. Sfeik Sfeika Mishem Echad says the Shach is one of the Shach's Koli Sfeik Sfeika. One of the Shach's Koli Sfeik Sfeika is whenever you have two Sfeikos, but they're all just different examples of the same halachic category, then that's only one Sfeik. I mean, classic, right? Why don't you say everything? Let's say I have an H in a bottle. Just say it's a Sfeik Sfeika. Maybe it was dirty beforehand from blood of a chicken. And if not, maybe it's dirty from blood of a person who cut themselves. Why don't we say it's a Sfeik Sfeika? The answer is because it's just two examples of the same thing. Maybe it was dirty beforehand. Every stuff you can split into two different scenarios and call it Sfeik Sfeika. That's ridiculous. That's called Sfeik Sfeika. Mishem Echad. If you're very creative, you can prove anything if you're allowed to use a Sfeik Sfeika. Mishem Echad. So says the Shach, this is fake, fake of Shem Echad. What are we saying? Maybe the dam is from her makar, from the Vedika, or maybe it's from someplace else.
Who cares if it was from someplace else and it got there before the bedikah or after the bedikah? That sells fake sveika mishev echad. What does he basically say? He says, what are the two sveikos? Maybe the dam is from elsewhere before the bedikah. Or maybe the dam is from elsewhere after the bedikah. Is all shame echad. That's the Shach's objection, therefore the Shach is Machmer. Again, how do we pasken on this? I don't really know. It's not likely to come up in real life for Hamaisa. The Shach says fake speaker shame echad doesn't count. What is the Machaber and the Ramah going to say back to him? I hate to be an apikores. I really hate to be an apikores. I guess I wouldn't. What I mean to say is I feel a little bad about being an apikores, but the pashup shot is that not everyone agrees the Shach Kolei Sveik Sveika. Every single rule of the Shach Kolei Sveik Sveika has a Makor and a Rishon. But just because something is mentioned someplace in one Rishon, why does that mean we possibly like it? It's not, the Shach Kolei Sveik Sveika are not things found in Shas. They're not things that he found in 20 Rishonim. They're all rules about what counts as fake and what doesn't, that he found in a certain Rishon. And then he brings it down and says, these are the rules of fake sveika. It could be that the other poskim did not hold the Shach's Kolei Sveik Sveika. And there's many places, even we've had before in Hilchos Nida, where the Shach attacks the Ramah and say, how can you use that fake sveika to Mishem Echad? The answer might be the Ramah didn't care about fake sveika to Mishem Echad. He didn't recognize that rule. Oh, there's a Tosos like that. Okay, there's a Tosos like that, but there's lots of Rishon who would never say that. So the simple chat is that the Ramah just doesn't care about his rule. Famous example, Chadash, right? The Ramah has a kula quotes in the Ramah quotes in the Rush that nowadays we're not makhdeh on Chadash because of a sveik sveika. Says maybe this is wheat harvest, or barley was his case, whatever. Maybe this grain harvested last year, and so it's yashan. And even if it's in the grain harvested this year, maybe it started growing before Pesach, so it's yashan. That says, maybe it's Yashan, maybe it's Yashan. Maybe it's Yashan from 8 months ago, maybe it's Yashan from 1 month ago. It's all fake, fake. Either it's Chadash or Yashan. The answer might be that the Rambam doesn't care about fake, fake, and Shem Yachad. Obviously, you then have to have a common sense test at some point. I can't just say, like my stupid example before, maybe it's blood of a chicken, maybe it's blood of a turkey. Two sfeikos. No, the two sfeikos have to be practically different, but maybe it came before my bedikah, maybe it came after my bedikah. Those are two practically different things. I understand the shame echad halachically, they're just other sources of blood that are not dam nida. But they are two different things. And the Ramah would say the same thing. By chadash, maybe it was harvested before Pesach. If not, maybe it was technically rooted. Hashrosha started growing before Pesach. Halachically, the thing that came out of the two different things. And likewise, we had a kuf bezayin. Remember, the Ramah had a sfeik sveika. Maybe it's from the tzadim. And even if it's from the makar, maybe it's from the maka. And the Shach said, Sveik Sveika. And the Ramah would say, Shem Echad. Sorry, Shach Sveik Echad. The Ramah said, no, I don't care the Shem Echad. They're two different things, practically. Again, it happened to be all common sense, two different things. But the Ramah would say, I'll be talking common sense, they're two different things. We don't care that how luckily they're the same colors. That's still Sveik Sveika. So the simple shot of that, the Ramah and the Machaber didn't necessarily care about the rules of Sveik Sveika and Shem Echad. That is the Pashim Shach. Again, that's a bit of a yeshiva ketzvira, because the yeshivas of Belkis, the Kol, Kilo, the Kolos, Fake, the Shach, were, you know, came down, you know, they're written in the back of the Ten Commandments, or Moshe came down from Har Sinai. But they most definitely point out that, you know, if you look at the Bichadash said about Kolos, Fake, and the other later Achronim, they all point out the Shach's Kolos, Fake, are not necessarily Halakha Moshe Sinai, they're the opinion of the Shach. And even if we possibly like them, That doesn't mean people lived before the Shach are bound by them. Obviously, the people he quotes for each one are bound by them, but they're not necessarily Machaber. So, simple shot is they don't care about Sveik Sveika, even though, again, in the Yeshiva Shevelt, that's considered a little heretical, but that's the simple shot. Just give me a second. What do you do with Rashi? Didn't Rashi say it? How can the Shach go against Rashi? The whole half of the Shach that his Kol Sveik Sveika, everyone agrees with. So, didn't Rashi say it? So, the Shach here, you're going to get into more complicated classics, Sveika. Shach has three explanations, but Rashi would say, I'll just say one nice one. Rashi actually sounds like the blood was not, when Rashi's talking about Yerecha, in the other word that talks about Yerecha, Se'ef
Tasov Yerecha would be Se'if Lamed Hey. Rashi says she found blood on her thigh, not that she found blood on the cloth. So Yosef really says, oh, it means she found blood on the cloth on her thigh. Similar to Rashi is that his version of Tasov Yerecha is not anything that we envision. It means the cloth was clean, but her thigh had a spot on it. Then that's really sfeika. Maybe the blood came from her mukher to the cloth, and then from the cloth to the thigh. That's really a sfeika. Okay, why they're both sfeika? Even though it's all shem echad, I mean the shas is sfeika. You want to say Rashi only meant to be mekel? She finds blood on her thigh. Then it's far out possibility that it came from the mukher. But if she finds blood on the cloth, Rashi didn't meant to be mekel. There's other explanations also. Lamaisa, I don't know how we passed on this, because usually the Achronim like the Shachkol is fake Sveika, Halacha Lamaisa. But this is one of the many, many examples in Yoredeya where the Shach says, how can you make that fake Sveika between Shem Echad? And it just seems to be that, you know, the century before the Shach didn't care.
Even if it was, let's say, according to Rishos, even if it really was from the era, then why would it help for Yosef and Chris? So that should be a clear lot for it.
So here, you're right. I set it up a little more. It said, there's some other things in the era. Even if it's not a machol, like you never know what could have been there. Is it nothing that started with a state seika?
It's still found on the cloth.
Yes. Like she could have had, you never know what she could have had red stuff on her urine from. Now you'll say maybe that's a little far out. That gives her another question of, do you need a 50-50 something to be part of the state seika, or even a far out suffix? They might hold here that to be part of the state seika, it's enough to have a far out suffix. Still makes the odd better than 50% in the end. But you're right. That's another weakness that the Shach could have pointed out, but that's not what he focused on. Right, this would be the Shach in Sifkatan Mem Hey, who thinks Rashi doesn't mean it, and that it was all a mistake. And then he explained the real reason he objects is because it's not a stake seika. Da'kol, the ze ain't no stake seika. Chal da'kol echad hu. It's all one stake seika. I got a lemikar stake seika. Chal k'moshik asav di b'din stake seika b'din yud gimel, etc. Okay, you're right. You could also have objected that if it's more than a gris, what are the odds that was on her leg? And maybe that's less than 50-50 suffix. That itself is controversial. But there's an entire stake seika. Okay, vital. If where are we up to? Lamed Ches, we learn Lamed Tes. Ein Eichet Tmeim Shem Kesem Shem. But this is very controversial. Matz Machaluka Elam Kain Hayo Bader Gal Kodesh Shalvashto. Balam Eino Bader Kodesh Shalvashto Shalvashto Below Bedika Into Kesem Tahora. Okay, this already could perhaps theoretically be a little more Maisa. There's only Tomas Kesem if it was a Cholok Habaduk. But if it's Cholok Sheino Baduk, there's no Tomas Kesem. Okay, this is, Muskam, Lekuli Alma, this is a Dover Pashut, that a Cholok She'eno Baduk has no Dino Ksav, even though each She'eno Baduk were Machir. That's because it's a Medika. But a Kesam and a Cholok She'eno Baduk, you don't worry about it. Now, here we have a tremendous Machlok Zachronov on the page. Exactly what do we mean? Even though Shad and Machaber is clearly one way. Shmuel, can you give me the board, please? Let's go back to 8. We have, here we have Baduk, Tmeah. Eino Baduk equals Beinoni. We paskin machlokas, and we paskin tmeah, right? How about, chedkas luchlak, it's from Hefker to Hora. Let's go to a chalok, right? Meaning kesef. Bodek is tmeah, but ain't no bodok is to Hora. She didn't do a bedika when she put it on. Then she is tahora. Okay, what's the simple shot in the machaber? Is that right? The simple shot in the machaber, right? And this is obvious, meaning. This is one of the cases where Ksamim or Mekel and Bedikos. In Bedikos, if it's the in-between category, it's she's Tmeya. That's Machlokes Rebbe and Rafi and Rav Yossi and we're Machlokes. But in the what are we Machlokes? Again, we're Machlokes either the Chumra or that the Shach thought that no, Rav Yossi never meant it. It wasn't good Shach in the market. Okay. That we're more Machlokes by Ksamim. However, the Taz gets very upset. Says the Taz here. It says, look at the Rashba. In Lakha Kalik Mana Shokola Bashal Vogdika. Chinami Kavana Shokhan Arach. Taz says, no. He says, we have the exact same rules. No, the Machaber said, ain't no bodok here. And this is what the Machaber meant, lefi the Taz. Right? He says Chalok is the same as Eid. Only if it's Chedzkas Meluchlach, if it's from the Shok, then we're Mekel. But if it's Eid Beinoni, that's an in-between category. In between, we're Machmer. That's the Taz says, because if you look at the Rashba, the Rashba example has been a Shok. So the Taz says it's the same thing, and therefore he reads the Machaber very dochuk. So the Machaber says, Ein Bodok, and he said the word Ein Bodok in Lamed Vav. Says they mean two different things. The Ein Bodok of Lamed Vav means the middle category. The Ein Bodok of Lamed Tes means the lowest category, because the middle category is Aser. And who agrees with the Taz? The Torah Shalom agrees with the Taz. Says the Torah Shalom and Lamed Ches. Elam Kenig Bodok Lav. Afilu Eid Beinoni Shemvur Le'Elvus of Lamed Vav. Gam Kein Mikre Bodok Linyan Kesem. A bein is lachumra has, and the Torah Sashlamim. However, that's a pshat of the machaber is that he's being machalik. Buying an a that's a pshat shor gosher, that's more chaber. Buy a kesem, we're mekel on any kliya, we're mekel very easily on a kesem. So even an a bein, should be lakula when it comes to a kesem. That is obviously pshat in the machaber. And who gives a pshat in the machaber? The Bach, the Tazkot of the Bach, and Rabbi Yekiva Eger here says, "Kol de b'atazim tamuin," right? That's tamuin. He quotes that first. The Moshe agrees with him, and most poskim. We're going to look at the Shulchan brings a whole list. The Bach, Rabbi Yekiva Eger, the Tiferes Lamoshe, etc. I'm sure there's someone who agrees with the Taz. But Lemaisa, we say like Shadon Mechaber. Ain't no bodok we're machmer by an eight. That's more chaber. That's a bdika. When it comes to a kesem, if it's ain't no bodok, we are mekel legamri even on this beinoni level. So even on a beinoni level, we're mekel on a kesem. However, the Bnei Shulchan says, and I heard this very willing also. He says, but still, our standards of hygiene, of cleanliness, are still very different than the old days. And even though we paskin like shot in the machaber, that a chalak beinoni has no problem with kesem, but lemaisa, our lifestyle is a baduk lifestyle. When you buy something in the store, that's baduk. doesn't come out of the factory without quality control to make sure it's clean, even if you buy it in Salvation Army, right? They still have that, secondhand stores? Still, they're bothered to make sure it's clean. We live in a different lifestyle where everything's badok. When you do laundry, that's badok. We make sure that our laundry, everything goes in, all the machines work properly, etc. Even if in the old days they talked about a lady sitting there at the laundry and making sure everything came clean. So no, our laundry is badok. When you put in your closet is a kufsa, is badok. So lemaisa, even though we have this big kula, everything, if you didn't bodek it, then there's no problem with summon. Lemaisa, not such a big kula, because we assume the stam clothing nowadays is badok. So even though you would think you have a big kula, if I didn't sit there and do a halos bedika, didn't do a ritual bedika, then there's no tumas k'samim. Ah, since now they know checks anything, there's no tumas k'samim. Before they put it on, there's no tumas k'samim. No. Because we assume that this includes contemporary clean clothing. Our clean clothing is considered badak. Not everything is considered badak. Like, for example, nirala niyastati. You know, if you, maybe that case is a little different. Lemaisa, what I'm going to say is, it's not so common nowadays to be makel and summon because of Eino Bodok, even though we paskin like the Bach and Rabbi Akiva Eger. That a cholak deinani would be lakula. Because nowadays, like, people just don't really wear clothes that are deinani. People wear clothes. I know it seems like deinani case, you didn't check it, but all of our clothing is considered checked because we're so machbid on, cleanliness. So stam clothing nowadays, especially since some are generally underwear nowadays, stam clothing nowadays is considered checked, and I would have a problem with summit. Basically, if someone finds a stain in their underwear, we would consider that to be baduk, even though no one actually sat and did a chalos bedika on the underwear.
And sometimes, like, clothes do get stained, and people don't just throw them out. Like, for example, if somebody has like a towel that got stained, and then they use it.
Sometimes, that is interesting. And you, let's say you can't tell whether it's old or new, right? Because later on we'll discuss telling if it's old or new. Underwear could also get stained sometimes, that could 100% clear, but it's clear enough that you can tell what's what. That's a good point. I think it could be that a lot of towels nowadays, Taki, you could have the cool look summon. Right? I mean, towel, the one thing, now that we're underwear, what are you ever going to find a cast amount of towels? Not a bad idea, because you use towels when you're naked. If she takes a towel out of the closet and uses it and finds a kesem on it, and you just say, still, a lot of towels are stained. No, but I think with our laundry, like, any stains in the towels are going to be very washed out and won't look like a normal kesem, etc. You know, so I think it's unlikely. But I'm going to be stunned. She has a bathroom. The towel's been hanging there for a while. And she doesn't necessarily know that it was around any bleeding people. But on the other hand, I think it happened, right? Yeah, right. Or whatever, her husband had a nosebleed. And, anything could happen. So I think that if the towel's been hanging in the Laniastaiti, if the towel been again, you also have to use common sense. If it's fresh and wet, etc., then that's, you know, but Lutu, you have a suffix. If the towel's been hanging around, then maybe that would be at least the middle category. And then you could be making summon. But again, these are pretty uncommon cases. What about camp laundry? The Efsher. That would be big kula. Anyone in camp has no tumas k'samim because the laundry is so bad. I don't know. I'm not a bucky in camp laundry. You think the adults in camp also use the camp laundry? Then they don't really wash the laundry. I don't know. I mean, if you've been in camp, you could tell me whether the laundry is really clean or not. Is this just an exaggeration or is this a reality?
No, it's reality.
Sure. Okay. Could be. Again, this is all subject to common sense. If you could tell it's fresh, that's one thing. But after Anachanami, that is, that camp laundry would be like in a bother because in camp it's disgusting. Okay, even though we're in the modern world, camp is a different getter than the rest of the modern world. It's a little disgusting as allowed. Sure. You know, but again, this all telling common sense also. If you could tell that it's fresh from 10 minutes ago, then this is not going to help.
I mean, even if they're fresh, like they're out in camp, they're just like considered warm. Like for the 9 days, you know.
All right, we'll discuss whether you can make them 9 days later. Fine. Anyway, okay, Viker. Sif Mem, Vodka Kaluka. Now, from Mem until for a while, actually, is going to be a new topic, which is tangential. Not tangential, which is related. Here we're talking about, you don't know if it's from, until now we've been talking about, basically since almost the very beginning of the Siman, you don't know if the Kesem, now we're going with the Kesem, is from you or from some other non-menstruation source. Now we're going to talk about, you don't know, you know for sure it's Damnida. You just don't know if it's Rachel's Damnida or Leah's Damnida. You don't know whose Damnida it is. That is what the next, at least 10 Se'ifim, I didn't count, are going to be talking about. Does someone have a question first?
This idea that if you can tell that it's fresh, then these ideas don't work, that just like common sense?
Yes. I mean, it's also mentioned later on in a slightly different context. It's also mentioned later on in a slightly different context, but yes, it's common sense.
And even if the chesed moves on.
Yeah, if it's obvious, it's obvious. Yes, I think you have to use common sense. Okay, Mem. Vodka chaluka upishatu mitzasa tahora v'shila chaverta v'lovsha umatzavo kesem harishona tahora v'ashniya tmeya. Okay, the actual content, substantive content of this machaber is pashut, right? She checked her chaluk, and then obviously if the Adam, she wore it, and then she took it off, and then she checked it again and found her dress was clean. Then she lent it to her friend, and her friend lent it and found the stain. Obviously, the first lady's tahora, because she checked afterwards it was clean. The second lady's tamea, because she got it clean. Right? The only finish is here, you know, we trust people that they check things and say they're clean, which why not? The Gemara discussing Dini Mominus, maybe that'd be different. If they're suing each other, who says they trust each other? But in Israel, why wouldn't you trust the first lady to say it was clean? Okay, the long no say kalim here are all the diuk of the machaber. What's the problem with the diuk? It's not the machaber's fault. He's quoting the Rishon, we're quoting the Gemara. Why does it say she checked it before she wore it? Why can't you just say she checked it after she wore it? And then she's okay, and the second lady, right? Meaning, I don't really know if we've talked into this, but obviously, if you just say, you know, lady one, we'll call her A. A wore, checked, clean. B wore, then checked, and dirty. Obviously, B is Maya, she got it clean, now there's a stain. Obviously, A is the horse, it was clean and she took it off. It's not necessary to add. That she checked and it was clean before she put it on, because that's irrelevant. Right? That's the model of the moment. So it says, why do you need to add something that's not necessary? And everyone argues about, like, what you would have thought otherwise, what difference does it make, etc. Lamaisa, we're going to skip the Nosekele on this, I am shocked if you have time. Everyone has their own part, why you need to, what you would have thought otherwise. Lamaisa, it doesn't hurt. It's a question of diuk and pshat. In fact, you checked it beforehand, it's fine. So it's a question of diuk. Why do you need to say that? Okay, it's an interesting question. Lamaisa, we're not going to come up with any psukim lamaisa based on this diuk, so I will leave it to your curiosity and move on to Mem Aleph. Mem Aleph, we get into the real sukya, which is tliya of one woman in another woman. Love shachol kabadikla upshato v'shilato li'yisraelit nida olagoya. Okay, if she, basically, here's a case where it was clean, A wore it, B wore it, and it was dirty, right? That's basically, this is, what's it, did we just read Mem? Mem, Aleph, and on. are all going to be more interesting cases. It was clean. A wore it. B wore it. It makes no difference who was first or second. And then it was dirty. It's 50-50. What do you do in a case of 50-50? What do you do in a case of 50-50? So, we already can imagine. Remember, we're about the tzipor. What do we do in the case of 50? Each of them is suffering on a lakula, and each of them has a flea in the other one. But since they're equal, we can't have a tartzi disastri, therefore we have to be atami both of them. But what if B was anita and A was not? Then obviously A can be tola on B because the stomach came from anita, not from the tohra. That's easy. What if B was a goy and A was a Jew? Then the Gemara says, she basically there's the be tola on your friend. When can you be tola? When can't you be tola? And here, this is going to be a very difficult sugya. I'm not going to fully understand it yet, given that we don't pass like the Rambam. But the question is, can A be tola on B? So if A is tahora and B is nida, then she's tola. If A is tahora and B is a nochris sherasa, she's tola. The question is, what is a nochris sherasa and why are you tola? So there's a machlokas, what it means nochris sherasa. He is manoleros, just old enough to, right, just remember, she saw once when she's under bat, so we don't maybe thought of a yellow rasa. Okay, she saw down. There are two ways to explain brasa. This is the machlokas between, and this will be the sod that we'll have to get into detail next week, the Rashba and the Rambam. What does it mean, brasa? And that's going to change the whole sugya. Says the Rashba, it means rasa once, meaning she's old enough that she started getting her period. What does that mean practically? What does that mean, Bencios? Bintzios, that means it's passively her blood. Why? Because she's bat mitzvah and once got her period. Therefore, it's possible it was her blood. It's not like a far out unlikely scenario. What did the Rambam say? Rasa now, meaning she's in her period. She's in her period. What does that mean? That it is probably her blood. Right? Here, this is a fundamental locus. And just the puppet dot. What does it mean, rasa? Rasa once in her life, so now it's possible she can menstruate? Or rasa now, she's in the middle of her period, it's 99% likely this is her blood. That's locus, Rambam, and Rashba. How do we paskin? What does Shulchan add to make it clear? She hears my lyrics for rasa pam achas. She's done once. And just in case that wasn't clear enough, even though she's not seeing now when she borrowed it from you. We clearly paskin like the Rashba and not like the Rambam. What is the machlokas? The machlokas seems to be this. What is the principle? According to the Rambam, the principle is you're tola if it's more likely hers than yours. You're Tahora, she's a Nida. Who's more likely to bleed? The Nida. You're Tahora, she's not a Chalot Nida, but she's a goyish woman who's getting her period. Who's more likely to bleed? Basically, Nachris is as Shirasa, the same as Nida. Just, she's not Jewish, so she doesn't know she's a Nida. She just knows she's a woman getting her period. That's more likely. The Rashba has a bigger finish. She's a guy who once saw and is now in the middle of the month. You're a Jew who once saw is now in the middle of the month. Is it more likely her blood than yours? Simple shot, no. So why are you told on her? I'm sure you agree it's more likely. Tola, not only if more likely, that's easy, but also, when are you told according to the Rashba? What's the principle that the Shachar has been down here? What? And you're tola and it's possible. So how about two regular Jewish women? Why aren't they tola on each other? Right. Exactly. This is your tola as long as it wouldn't etarti de sasri. Meaning, what are you told that? As long as it wouldn't hurt her. Does it hurt a goyish woman to be called a nida? No, it doesn't stop her from doing anything, right? She has no iser nida. So exactly, meaning, what does this mean? Equals, as long as it doesn't hurt her. Right? If there's a Jew and a guy, be told on the guy. What's the target of the sasri? The guy had no hilchos nida. So be told on the guy. Someone say the guy won't bled, the Jewish woman didn't. Shalom al Yisrael. Right? Everyone's good. A two Jewish woman, each one says, how do you know? One says, even if she didn't say it, implicitly says, told on her. The other one says, told on her. You don't know how to pick. Here, you know how to pick. And the Gemara is lush and told in a kilkel bit of a kilkel. You're told the kilkel of a kilkel. My folks, what do you mean told the kilkel of a kilkel? The Rambam says it means you're told the kilkel on the probable source. The Rosh says you're told the kilkel on the one who's messed up anyway and won't be hurt by it. So here we have a fundamental off because the Rambam says you can only be told on another woman based on likelihood and probability. The Rosh says even 50-50 you can be told on her if it's not being targeted to Sastri, because it won't affect her halachically. And he says that's what Nida means. The Rashi says the reason for Nida is not to be more likely to her blood. It's because it doesn't hurt her to be told on her, because she's a Nida anyway. So therefore, there's a way to, right, remember whoever did Yisra Heto last year, right, the two pots, right, it folds the one pot and it wouldn't make a trafe, the other pot wouldn't make a trafe. That easy, you're told it.
In terms of the Rashi, if the Nida is kind of a weird.
Ah, you mean if she's in the middle, she's in the key, and we'll get to that. Correct. We'll get to that in a Hanami. Okay, we'll have to take up next time we reach Hashem. I apologize that I have to run.